One of Australia's leading fashion designers has blamed a serious lapse of judgment for his decision to put an extremely thin model on the runway this week. Alex Perry conceded the mistake after a magazine editor publicly recoiled at the sight of his runway model. Eating disorder specialists, though, are questioning just how serious fashion industry players are about the body image code of conduct that the industry established nearly 4 years ago. Lexi Metherill has our report.
It's Fashion Week in Sydney. Dozens of tall, thin creatures are stalking the runways. Normally, the fashion industry doesn't blink an eye at them, but this week, it did. For the first time, the editor of magazine Marie Claire, Jackie Frank, spoke out publicly about the weight of one of the models.
I was just taken aback when I saw the visuals of you know, what the girl looked like, and it just kept ringing in my head what message it was sending. And it was more actually a concern for the individual and the fact that I didn't want the industry to be seen as condoning this kind of look and putting it up as a kind of poster for what the industry's about.
The model in question is 21-year-old Cassie van der Dungen. She'd be well known to many teenagers, having risen to fame via a TV modelling competition. She'd appeared in a show by Alex Perry, who's one of Australia's most feted designers, known for his glamorous gowns. But in the face of mounting controversy, this morning he issued a mea culpa.
Serious lapse of judgement in, you know, from my part, that I actually let that happen.
He told Breakfast Television on Channel 9 he'd dropped the ball.
You know, I looked at that footage and I recoil from it, and the images that's not the image that I think is a good one to put forward. It's certainly not what I've presented my brand about.
Cassie van der Dungen reportedly says she doesn't have an eating disorder. She's taken a defiant stance on social media, posting pictures of her breakfast, lunch and dinner, tagged "Love Food," "I Am Who I Am," and "Deal With It." But according to the chief executive of the Butterfly Foundation for Eating Disorders, Christine Morgan, the damage has been done.
Young people will hear what we say, but actually the visual impact can't be underestimated. So they will see that, and it will play in, unfortunately, for far too many of them, into the thin ideal as to what a successful young woman should look like. That's incontrovertible, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't.
She says consultancy Deloitte estimated in 2012 that more than 913,000 Australians suffered an eating disorder, including anorexia nervosa and bulimia. In 2009, the former Labor government established a national advisory on body image. It created a voluntary code of conduct for the fashion, media and advertising industries. One of its principles is for models that are clearly of a healthy weight to be used. Christine Morgan says that appears to be being ignored.
Certainly examples like this would suggest as such, if not indicate as such. What we're seeing now is not only non-adherence to that code of conduct, but actually something where it seems we're using models that portray a very unhealthy body shape and size. So rather than doing the positive and the proactive, it's actually doing further action in that really negative space. And that's what I see as being such a danger in so many different ways.
Marie Claire editor Jackie Frank is sceptical that industry change will come at the direction of government, but she does think that the admission by the influential Alex Perry will make a difference.
It's something that the industry itself needs to adopt. You know, the designers, the magazines, the agents, the model agents, you know, it can't be something that a government body says you will or you will not do. That just doesn't work. It's got to have buy-in from the people who are involved.
And what's the influence to do that going to be, I guess, given that the fashion industry is really, to a great extent, the one that does determine attitudes towards what is beautiful?
Look, I think there's been a lot of movement over these past 2 days in terms of Alex came out and said he made a mistake, in looking at and hiring this girl. And I think people are taking notice because it's out there now. And I think that there is a responsibility. And look, we're not going to be showing normal sized women on the catwalk. That's never going to happen. We're not going to not retouch, all that kind of stuff. It's a whole other issue. But I think the fact that there's open dialogue now, you know, we're Australia's number one fashion magazine and Alex Perry is a very dominant designer in the industry, you know, and I think we're starting to sing from the same hymn book.
That's the editor of Marie Claire, Jackie Frank, ending Lexi Metherell's report.